Right. For the purpose of
Chesia, by Joseph Roman, Lagoyim.
We're on Inechware Besamedrish, and my name is Joseph Perlman, and the topic, of course, speaks for itself. It's going to be Lag Ba'omer. Couldn't really be anything else this morning, could it? Now, on this little sheet which I've prepared, I've set out questions and topics, etc., to try to cover Lag Ba'omer in its different aspects. So we'll start off with the name itself. Now, the Minig Ashkenaz is to say so many days Lo Omer, and that is also the Minig of many Sfardim, though there are people who actually say Lag, they say the days Bo Omer instead of Lo Omer. And as a Talmud of Rabbi Leib Gurevitz, Zichrona Livrocha in Gateshead, he always used to count the days to the Omer as follows. He would say Hayom, for example, Shloshim Shlosha Yomim, Shehem Arba Shavuos Chamesh Yomim Lo Omer Bo Omer. He would say both, because he wasn't sure which was the correct one. You're yotze with either one, but since he wasn't sure, he would say both. But the minhag where I come from was to say Lo Omer. I don't know what the minhag of this basic Knesset is. Is it Lo Omer or is it Bo Omer? Lo Omer. So then the question arises, why on earth are we calling it Lag Bo Omer? It should have been Lag Lo Omer. And in fact, when I raised this with certain Sfardim, they said they do call it Lag Lo Omer, in fact. But I've never heard of any Ashkenazi ever calling it Lag Lo Omer. It's always Lag Bo Omer. Which raises the question, there's something special about this particular name. And the answer normally given is a gematria. If you take the gematria of Lag Bo Omer without the Vav in the Omer, usually spelt without a Vav, you'll find it's exactly the same as Moshe. The name Moshe comes up again and again in connection with Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yochai, as we're going to perhaps see, and that is a reason why, for some reason or other, it was always then called Lag Bo Omer. It's also well known that the other great Moshe, you know, it says Moshe ad Moshe lo hayo k'Moshe, that was the first to the Rambam, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Rambam, but then it says Moshe ad Moshe lo hayo k'Moshe, that's from the Rambam to the Ramo, Rav Moshe Isserles, the famous Ramo, who was the posek for all the Bnei Ashkenaz. He also passed away on Lag Ba'omer. And then, of course, as people have added from that, Mimoshe Ad Moshe Lohaya Kamoshe, and the Americans say that from the Rav Moshe Isserles, from the Ramo, until Rav Moshe Feinstein, there was nobody like Moshe. That's how it continues, and the Mirza Hashem will have another Moshe who will continue the trail. But there is another interesting connection. If we move down, the date of Lag Ba'omer, as you all know, today's date is the 18th day of Iyar. But what is not so well known is that Lag Ba'omer always must occur on the same day as the previous Purim. Purim was on a Sunday, and also on the same day as the fourth day of the following Sukkot. Well, the connection with Purim is obvious, that Lag Ba'omer is a day of Simcha, and Purim is a day of great Simcha, which gives a certain heter for people who want to have alcoholic beverage on Lag Ba'omer. They've got a certain connection. But the connection to the fourth day of Sukkot is actually clever, because again, we have two minhagim, Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Sfard, regarding the Ushpizin. Minig Ashkenaz follows the order Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, but Minig Chassidim, which follows the Sfiris, the Kabbalistic approach, they go Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe. So if you're following the Kabbalah, you'll find that Lag Ba'omer will always fall on the same day as the Ushpizin of Moshe, which then has another interesting Kabbalistic connection between Lag Ba'omer and Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course we know that Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yochai, whose day this is also supposed to be a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a connection there. That deals with the background to this particular dating of Lag Ba'omer. Now, the next topic that I've written down is various events happened in history. I haven't made it comprehensive because there are certain events which have taken place in later times, but the first significant event, which is again not lekuliam. Most of the things we find in Lag B'Omer not lekuliam, you should know. Nearly everything in Minhag becomes, call it a machlokus, or call it different minhagim. Kimat, everything is different. There are some people who do say Lam Natzech today. We said Lam Natzech here this morning. I was surprised because Hasidim usually leave it out. But they did say it. Many places, the Sephardim don't say it at all when you don't say Tachanun. So there's different minhagim of things like that. Yesterday afternoon, we didn't say Tzidkos Chod Tzedek. There are people who do because Erev Lag B'Omer, it could be different. There's so many different minhagim, and you follow your own minhag. That's what you've got to do. And that's the same thing here. The Gemara tells us that the Mon came down on the 15th of Iyar. However, the Medrash says it was the 18th of Iyar. So even there, you find different opinions as to what took place. I've written down here the references to the Gemara is simple at Shabbos, in Gemara and Shabbos, Zayin Omer Beis. But the reference to the Medrash is in the Shailas Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yeredeya Reish Lamed Gimel. He says the same thing in his Chidushim in Shabbos Pei Zayin Omer Beis, and also in his Droshas. But in his Droshas, he adds in a very, very interesting addition. He says, if you take the words of Sefatim Lochem, I think I missed a letter out there. Oh no, maybe it is Omer. Maybe I've got it right. Check it, Apostle. You'll find there are 33 letters, which is another remez that there is a connection between the Mon and Lag B'Omer. So according to this Medrash, what happened was the charorah stopped on the matzah stopped on the 15th or the taste, and then with 3 days from then onwards until they actually got them on, which gives another aspect to the happiness of the day of Lag B'Omer. The normal explanation, it's found in the Oruch HaShulchan and in earlier sources, is that Lag B'Omer was a day when none of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. It's true that the Sephardim say they stopped dying after Lag B'Omer because they continue till the morning of Lamed Daled, which is the minig mentioned in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. But many of the Sephardim now have actually sort of made a make on Lag B'Omer afternoon already, because since the Ashkenazim don't keep Lag B'Omer in any form of Avelis, the Sephardim feel a little left out. They have to wait till the 34th day in the morning, but many have had minig that even in the afternoon of Lag B'Omer they're prepared to make chasnas, etc. But following our minhag, Lag B'Omer is a day of great simcha, and my minig is, and many people have the minig, that from tomorrow onwards the Omer period continues, because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva continued dying. But that particular day of Lag B'Omer, nobody died, says the Oruch HaShulchan. Why? Well, the answer is, it was a special day, Min HaShumayim, something happened. So therefore, since this is a day of great importance, it seems that particular day, the Talmidim didn't die l'kola deus. Well, nearly all. Nothing's ever l'kola deus, but the most deus. And the other explanation is that it's true that there may have been a period of Avelis, but Rabbi Akiva lost so many Talmidim, all these 24,000 Talmidim, he had to make it up. And what did he do? He went and got five terrific Talmidim, as the Gemara tells us. There was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozar, I missed one out. There was Rabbi Yossi. Those five, there were some say there was Rabbi Nechemia, but there were five basic Talmidim, and according to this opinion, what happened was that this was the day that he either started teaching them, or the day on which he gave them their smicha. As I say, very often there are different versions of what happened in history. You know, things are not written down in like the Torah itself. They are minhagim which come, and there are different versions of the same thing. But something happened legabi Rabbi Akiva, and the new a version where all the old Talmidim who had lo noagu covered zeh b'zeh, they hadn't had the right covered for each other, now all of a sudden there was a hischadshus, there was a new way where things were started afresh. The next thing I've mentioned here is the day of the batira of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochai. Although all these great Tanoim were extremely great, each one in their own way, Rabbi Meir was a brilliant man. We know how clever Rabbi Meir was, and the Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. We also know Rabbi Yossi was a Nimukai Imo. He was so clear in his psak, and the Lach goes like Rabbi Yossi. Each one had their own different Mila, but the Mila of Rab Shimon seems to have been that he was Toirosai Umnoso. He never spent a second out from learning Torah, and he'd also, as we well know from the Gemara, he was incarcerated in the Miora for 12 years. He was 13 years actually in total, because he had to go back for another year. He was incarcerated in the Miora, and apparently while he was in the Miora, he received the Zohar and the Kabbalah, and that's what made him extra special. And everybody knows that Bar Yochai, Rab Shimon, has got a connection with Lag B'Omer more than any of the other Tanoim, and many things which we do on Lag B'Omer are connected to Rab Shimon. I've already mentioned before that he was meant to be a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the spiritual successor to Moshe. And he passed away on Lag B'Omer, as we all know, and presumably he was born on Lag B'Omer as well, because great tzaddikim are born and die on the same day, just as Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zion Adar. So also we assume that Rabbi Shimon was born and died on this particular day. The question arises, though, he wasn't greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, in which case, why is it that Zion Adar has become a day for the Chevra Kedisha? It's become a day, maybe a tinus. It's not a day of Simcha in the same way as Lag B'Omer is. When I say we all, the Chassidim who don't, but there are, most people say Tachanun on Zion Adar. However, nobody says Tachanun on Lag B'Omer. And why is it that Lag B'Omer was transformed into a Simcha day, while Zion Adar remained otherwise? This is a question which is asked, and the usual answer given is, it depends on your children. Moshe Rabbeinu was very great, he may have had great children, but they weren't as great as he was, and they weren't able to carry the flag, so to speak, of their father in the same way. However, we know that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon was as great as his father. They were in the Ma'ora together all that time, so he learned all the Torah from his father. And there's a famous Gemara which says that Rabbi Shimon says, "I and my son Ani Ubani are able to take everything on." So Rabbi Shimon acknowledged that his son was as great as he was, and that say that if a person passes away but leaves a child who is as great as he is, then the person hasn't passed away at all. It's as if he's continuing. And therefore the suggestion is that on Lag B'Omer there was no Avelus in the same way as the Avelus of Moshe. Of course there's the Avelus of a person who passes away. But what I mean is there's no loss in the same way, since the Shalsheles is continued onwards. And therefore they suggest that although Zion Adar was a time of Avelus, but Lag B'Omer remained a time of tremendous Simcha. That's the suggestion. The other suggestion, of course, is that Rabbi Shimon revealed the Kabbalah on his day of his death, and that itself is a matter of such great Simcha that overrides everything else, and that's why Lag B'Omer became such a wonderful day. The next suggestion for the Simcha of Lag B'Omer is we're now two-thirds of the way to Shavuos. We started on Pesach and we went on a journey. The journey for Geula, the Klal Yisrael to form themselves into a nation. It took exactly 50 days until Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. Lag B'Omer comes at the end of the two-thirds, and the Mashal points out that if you get past two-thirds of the way doing your job properly, then you've got a zechus that you're going to go the whole way. And Mashal says this in Moed Kodesh, and he suggests that the 50 days of the Sefirah represent the 50 days of a 50 years of a human life of activity. Up to 20, you're all making a chonos. You go to yeshiva, you got to prepare yourself. But from the age of 20, then life really starts. And it says in Tanakh, it was shivim shana. I mean, a person lives 70 years. So you've got from 20 to 70, which is 50 years. And if a person can get to the age of 53 and everything is done correctly, then he has a haftocha that he'll, for the rest of his life, will also go in the same way, and he will therefore be able to achieve everything that he wants to, and that is therefore a day of great simcha. Similarly, Lag Ba'omer is two-thirds of the way along the pathway. The final aspect of the events of Lag BaOmer, which give it this extra power, is that it is the Kabbalistic aspect. Now, when you say Kabbalah, generally what that means, you haven't a clue what you're talking about, it's the Kabbalah. That's normally what Kabbalah means when you get an answer like that. But here it's not quite as bad as that, because we know that it comes in what's called Hod Sheba Hod. We have the seven Sefiras, the Choshem Agdula Vagvura Tzavatera Penetiva Hod. The Hod is the fifth of the Gedolim, which is Aaron, like Aaron. We said Moshe was the fourth. We mentioned, according to the Sefiras, Aaron is the fifth, and that is Hod, which is Shagdul of Agvura Tiferes Vanetzach VaHahod. That's number five, and it's the fifth day of the fifth week. Therefore, there is a day of Hod. It's a day when things are the majesty of Aaron HaKohen, so to speak, comes out. I'm not a blocky in Kabbalah, so I can't tell you exactly what Hod represents, but it certainly represents something special and majestic, and because Lag BaOmer is the day of Hod Sheba Hod, it's therefore a special day in the Kabbalah, and that's why Rabbi Shimon Rechoy revealed the whole Kabbalah on that day. That deals with section 3 of the points I wanted to make. Let's move on to section 4. We've mentioned about Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Choy. We can go through this fairly quickly. We mentioned his connection to Moshe Rabbeinu already. We've discussed that. We know it was the day of the Patira. We've already just explained why that Patira, why his death should be a day of great Simcha. We've mentioned various reasons. One reason, which I'll just elaborate on a little bit, he revealed the Kabbalah on that day. Now, it's what he wrote was called the Idro. Idro is an interesting word. What is this word Idro? We've got the Idro, the big one, the Idro Rabba, Idro Zuta. That's what he wrote, the Idro. In fact, the word Idro is a Greek word, and anybody who knows what Sanhedrin means, Sanhedrin means where they all sat together. The Greek for a seat is a hedra. You find you will find English words with that name in it somewhere, coming from like a cathedral. It is the same sort of root. Now the Idro therefore means a gathering together, an asifo or yeshiva, where people were gathered together, and that really is why he called the Idro. But really, it's really the Kabbalah, and we now call it the Zohar. Now Zohar means light, the shining light of the Kabbalah. But it's interesting, whenever you've got a Zion and a Tzaddik, they are often seem to be the same thing with one little difference. When letters come from the same part of the mouth, if you change the letters slightly, you change the meaning slightly, but the basic is the same. So take a Zion and a Tzaddik. Take the word Litzok and the word Lizok. We have tzak, and we've got zak or som. What's the difference between a tzak and a zak? And what's the difference in davening this morning? We say ya'alotz, or ya'aloz, and then Friday night we say ya'alotz. One, I can't remember which round is which, but one is ya'aloz and one is ya'alotz. Is there a difference? And the answer to this, ya'aloz and ya'alotz both mean joy, but ya'alotz means the external joy. Like Chana, when she had a baby, she says, "Oh, that's libi b'Hashem." If a lady has a baby after not having been had it for so long, she is physically excited. However much she may have been in a nevi'ah, the physicality can't be taken away. And but on the other hand, when you say Ya'aloz, you're saying joy, which is a spiritual. So we say V'yisharim Ya'alozu, not Ya'aloz, Ya'alozu. And the difference in davening between Ya'alotz and Ya'aloz is because one of the mizmorim is referring to Olam Hazeh at the moment, and one of the mizmorim is referring to the time of Mashiach. So the one which is referring to that one is with a Zion and the other one was a Tzadik. It fits in like that. And similarly with Tzak and Zak, Tzak means external crying, the lashing the people. People cry because they've been smacked. But Zak means an internal feeling of misery. So it's the same with Zohar and Tzohar. Tzohar means a window. The window of Noach in the Teva was a Tzohar, not Zohar. It was a Tzohar because it was a physical light which had to come in. That's what Tzohar means. But Zohar with a Zion means, yes, there's a light, but the light is spiritual. That's the difference between Zohar and Tzohar. So this was the Idra which Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Choy made. We call it now the Zohar, and that because it's light, but it's a spiritual feeling of light. That I mentioned here also that the people go to Meiron because that's where Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Choy and his son were both buried there. That it's like a pilgrimage. On the people go to the Kivrei Ovos on the Yort side, and we've also already talked about Rabbi Lozer, his son. Let's move on quickly to the last few points. We're restricted by time here. The minhagim of Lag BaOmer now fit into place much perhaps more clearly than before. On Lag BaOmer we do many things which are to do with light. That's how the bonfires came about. The bonfires are light. Although it's a physical light, it's meant to be representative of the spirituality. People are physical, and they only see things which they can actually look at and see. But the message from the bonfires is there's got to be a spiritual awakening, and we have all lights. Some people just light lamps, etc. But the meaning is to have lights. Now, there's also another beautiful remez. We know in Mizmor LeDavid that there are a number of different Shemus, 18 Shemus Keneged the Shemun Esra, and there are 7 Koilos Keneged the Shabbos. Mizmor LeDavid is a remarkable Mizmor, full of unbelievable remozim which are there. There are 91 words, there are 11 psukim. It is a remarkable Mizmor, full of a deeper spirituality. But if you look through the chapter, you'll find that the posuk of Hod Shebahod, that's the fifth one along, the fifth kol, is Kol Hashem Choytzev Lahavos Eish. Isn't that remarkable? The fifth kol is the kol which cuts open and brings the Lahavos Eish, fire going to the heaven. That's a beautiful remez for a bonfire on Lag BaOmer. Very often they do it the night before. This year in Eretz Yisrael they made a special takana, no bonfires Motzei Shabbos, because the Chilul Shabbos is far more important than the bonfire, and therefore they decided to make the best in Paskind that they should make the bonfires on Sunday afternoon rather than on Friday night because of the Kiddusha of Shabbos. You mustn't get it wrong. Yes, you've got to do these minhagim, but be careful with the minhagim not to do things which are wrong. You can't make a bonfire and burn down the place. You've got to be careful that the neighbour doesn't get disturbed by the bonfire. All that you've got to put into the minhagim which you do and get them right. Don't do them in the wrong way. There were other minhagim. There used to be a time where the children were allowed off, believe it or not, even though they have to learn Torah every day, they used to allow them off all day on Lag BaOmer as a special holiday. They decided that wasn't very very appropriate because they've got to learn, so they made a half day holiday. So you will find in certain communities that Lag BaOmer in the Cheder is a half day holiday. You all know about bows and arrows. That's to do with the keshes. Everybody knows about the keshes, that there was no keshes seen, no rainbow seen in the whole of the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon, because of his tzidkus, he protected the whole world. So as a remez to that, people take their bows and arrows. But again, be careful if children are playing with bows and arrows that they don't shoot the wrong person. It's got to go in the right place. It's got to be controlled. Otherwise, the minhagim are worse than useless. If everybody knows the piyut of Bar Yochai, the Svardim sing it so beautifully. And in fact, it's such a wonderful zemer that some Svardim actually say it every day of the year as part of their tefillahs, the Bar Yochai. But it's normally kept for Lag BaOmer. Then there's the upsharing, the fact that you're allowed to have your haircuts on Lag B'Omer, and therefore the minhag came about that the children who have to be reach the age of three, even if they haven't quite reached three, or they have reached three, they tend to defer it until Lag B'Omer because of the inyan of this particular day. And of course, it's a day of Simcha. I meant you have haircuts. This year, you had the haircut on Erev Shabbos because of the Kedusha of Shabbos. Always got to remember, whatever you do, there are sometimes other things which are more important and impinge on it. And that's why the Shabbos is so important that you couldn't just let you cut your hair on the Sunday after Shabbos. It's a bichus hakavod for Shabbos. So therefore, they allowed you to have the haircutting on Friday. Somebody asked me, can you listen to music on Friday? I said, definitely not, you can't listen to music. The heter was simply in order that you should be able to have get ready for Shabbos. I haven't heard that music is necessarily necessary in order to keep Shabbos better. But as I say, I'm sure you'll find different opinions on everything. Finally, let's just finish off the last couple of minutes with some beautiful remozim to Lag B'Omer in the Torah. Now, Lag B'Omer did not occur in the Chumash. Everybody knows there was no such thing, although some people think Lag B'Omer is more important than Yom Kippur, but the fact of the matter is that it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs, it's a pure minhag ba'alma, very nice and very important. No one says you've got to run it down. But you've got to realize, it's not as important as Shabbos, as we just explained. It's not as important as any of the other Yom Tovim. It's something which came in when? It only came in after the time of Rabbi Akiva. Before Rabbi Akiva's time, there wasn't any such concept of Lag B'Omer. It might have been a wonderful day, as we saw with the Mon, etc. But the concept of Lag B'Omer only came in after the time of Rabbi Akiva. Nonetheless, the Torah legislates for everything. It's all in the Torah somewhere. Even what we're doing today, the Torah has a remez for it. Now, the first remez is that the 33rd word of Chumash is the word Tov. And therefore you've got 32 words beforehand. The gematria of Tov is itself 17. So 32 plus 17 is 49, which represents the 49 days of the Sfira. And the number 32 is gematria Lev. Lev Tov. If you have a Lev Tov, you're going to get the message of Lag B'Omer. As I said before, you've got, although you may be doing bonfires to enjoy yourself, you must do it with a Lev Tov. That means you make sure that nobody else is going to be left out. Nobody else is going to be hurt by it. That's the center of the Torah as well. And then, I mentioned a few more things. We find in Shavuot, this I think is a peshara between the Misnagdim and the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. Because this remez works for both, even though Ashkenazim keep Lag B'Omer as the day when we have the day of Simcha, Sfaradim it's Lamed Daled because they have to wait till tomorrow. But this remez answers both, because they say that in Shavuos, which is the Masechta that's got 49 daf, which most people learn either that or Sota between, or both, between Pesach and Sukkot, to learn that Masechta because it's got 49 daf. On daf Lamed Daled on Mud Beis, we have the famous Gemara of the Rabbi Shimon saying something and everybody laughed and then was enjoying what Rabbi Shimon did. So they say that's a remez that on the Lag B'Omer that Rabbi Shimon was made everybody happy. That's the remez. But it's on Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Now that's beautiful because according to the Ashkenazim we haven't got a Daf Aleph. We start from Daf Beis. It's the 33rd Daf of Shas. The 33rd Daf. Therefore it fits in beautifully with the Misnagdim on Lag B'Omer. But even according to the Sephardim who wait till Lamed Daled, they don't have a Simcha on the 33rd. No problem. It's Lamed Daled Amud Beis. You're going to tell me there's no Daf Aleph, but Lamaisa it's Daf Lamed Beis. So therefore that's a pshara between the Misnagdim and the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. I'm mixing up the Misnagdim and the Chassidim. The Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, the same remez works for both, which is also a simon. This is a day where we've got to work together with joy. I think the clock is about a minute fast. So one quickly to the last couple of remozim. If you look through Parshas Matzoira, the starting from the beginning of the Tzoras, which is all about Lashon Hara, And I want to explain why that is in the center of the Torah. The Gemara tells us that the three centers of the Torah, one, the Vav of Gochain, for letters, the Dorosh Dorash for words, and the Vehisgaloch for Psukim. It doesn't tell us Sedras, because Sedras didn't really exist in those days properly. Now we have Sedras. Which are the central Sedras? Well, it depends whether we have 54 or 53 Sedras. If you have 53 Sedras, it's Kisazri as the centre. If you have 54 Sedras, then it's Kisazri and Matura are both the centre, because you have an even number, you have two. Why is that the centre of the Torah? The centre of the Torah means it's something special and important, like the Vav of Gochen, which teaches us humility, like the Dorosh Darash, which teaches you Mesiras Nefesh. What does this teach us? And the answer is, it teaches us that Lashon Hara can be at the center of the Torah. Because if you say Lashon Hara, that creates Sinas Chinam. If you create Sinas Chinam, you destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what happened. Shalom Noagu covered Zebazer in this period. Therefore, the center of the Torah for Sedras and the center of the Torah for Pesukim is get cleaned up from your Lashon Hara. Get cleaned up from being creating Sinas Chinam. That's what it's all about. And that's why Vehisgaloch means clean yourself up. Shave away all the rubbish that the Mitzvah has brought out from you. That's that posuk. That's why Vehisgaloch is the central posuk of Chumash. And that's why Kisazir Mitzvah are the central. So you would have expected the Seder Sedibros to be in the center. You'd have expected something Shabbos to be in the center. No. Instead, you've got to get these, perhaps people consider them horrible things. Tumah of the Tzoras in the center of the Torah. What's it all about? Answer, because we have to clean it up. That's central to the Torah, just like Anoich Hashem comes first. Together with Anoich Hashem, we've got Haftal Recha Kamerchu Shabbat. Kibbutz said, Klal Godel Batorah. That goes together. And therefore, the Hisgaloch is the 33rd Pasuk in the Inyan of Tzoras. It means on Lag BaOmer we have a day which you can learn the lesson of how to avoid the Sinas Chinam, how to put things right. How do you do that? You do it by creating this tremendous light, this tremendous light of Torah, and working in order to help other people and do all the things that the Torah insists are central to the Torah. There are a couple more Rimos, I'm going to leave them, but you can look them up yourselves because we're past the time now. And those Rimos are also fascinating. They tell you that Lag BaOmer is a Moed. I've given you the references, you can look it up. But the message I want to leave you with is, we have now reached a time when we're on the way to Kabbalah Satorah. We want to do that by removing Sinas Chinam, by removing Lish Lashon Hara, and creating the light of the Torah to be operated with the Ben Odom Lamakom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And with that, we should be Zoche to Gula Shleim of Meir V'Yomeinu.
Amen.
Okay, good.